Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Yid Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yid Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the top, Rav Sharar Lechiyah Bar Ashi. So the Gemara says that Rav Sharar Lechiyah Bar Ashi Lemigdal Oyare Bechula De Mayada. He allowed him to braid fish nets on Chol HaMayid, it's Machshiri Oichol Nefesh, so it's Mutter, Ma'id Taima, Ma'id Sahediyah too. And it's very removed from the Oichol Nefesh, but at least because it's only a Ma'id Sahediyah, so that's Mutter. Aval Islay to make bird traps, so that's Aser, Ma'id Taima, Ma'id Sa'umanu, because that involves a Ma'id Sa'uman, and it's not very directly related to the food, so that type of Machshiri Oichol Nefesh, you're not allowed to do a Ma'id Sa'uman. Rav Yehuda Sharar La'amid Tanu Ra'a, Lemigdal Tanure. He allowed Amit, the oven man, to make an oven on Chol HaMoed. Ula Rabba Bar Ashbi L'migdam Muhulta. And to Rabba Bar Ashbi to make a sieve. Now I asked the Gemara, Aini, is this really okay? V'atani Rabba Bar Shmuel V'shavin She'in Goylan Tanur L'chadchila. We learned that you're not allowed to make an oven. Says the Gemara, like Asha, Kambi Maisa Chama, Kambi Maisa Geshamim. You're only allowed to make the oven if it's going to be letzarech hamayid, if it's going to be ready in time. So during the summer months, the yemei sachama, when it's hot outside, the oven will dry, you'll be able to use it on chol hamayid, that would be mutter. During the winter, when it's still raining and it's cold, the oven won't dry on time to ever even use it, to ever really enjoy and use and take advantage of the work that you did on at some point over chol hamayid, that's when it's a problem because it's shelo letzarech hamayid. Says the Mishnah, isin makin legaglam erpeset, you're allowed to make a Makkah for a gag, for a roof, or a porch, but only a ma'isa hediyat. Of a loy ma'isa uman, you can't do a ma'isa uman. Shafen as a stuckin, you're allowed to smoothen out the cracks of an oven. Umagilo noisan de magilo biyad beregel, of a loy be machalzayim, you can use a roller, your feet, your hands, but not a machalzayim. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Hatzir vatsinur vakayr vamano vamafteach, all the different parts of a door. Shanishburu, if they break, and it's for the front door, so it's a davra aved. Misaknin b'mayid, you can fix it on Mayid, even if it's a tirchi yaseira, because it's a hefse meruba, so you're allowed to fix it. But you can't be mechavin malachte b'mayid. You can't purposely push off fixing it for chol hamayid and take advantage of the fact that you're off of work anyways. That would be a problem. Anything that you'll be able to eat during chol hamayid, if you want to pickle it, it'll be edible on chol hamayid. That's okay. But to do it shelo letzarech hamayid, that would be a problem. So now heichi dami ma'isa hediyah. When it comes to the Makkah, what's considered a Maisa Hedya? Rav Yosef Amar Behutza V'dafna, different types of tree branches. V'masnisa Tana, Tsar B'tsurar, V'enu Tach B'ted. You could put out the stones and just not use cement, even that's considered a Maisa Hedya. Shafen as a stakun magila noisa b'magila. We said you could use a roller, you could use a magila. Ask the Gemara, hashta b'magila amrit shari, b'yadu b'regal mibaya. Is it needed to tell me that you could use your hand and your feet? You could even use the magila. Says the Gemara, hachikamer, that shafen as a stakun magila noisan, ke'ein magila b'yadu b'regal. Not that you could actually use a roller, but you could use your hand and your feet in a way that it looks like you used the magila, that's okay. Avoloi b'machal tzayim, you can't use your hand and feet in a way that it'll look like you used a machaltzayim. Hatzir v'atzinur v'akayr v'amino v'mafteach shenishbru misaktim b'mayid. We said you could fix all these different parts of the door. Ask the Gemara, Ramini, is that really true? You can use a hammer and fix all these things. But we learned in the Braisa that ad yamav, until the times of Yechonon Kohen Gadol, hayapatish makib Yushalayim, so people would fix these things. The davar aved, they would fix these things on chol hamayid. But then Yechonon Kohen Gadol went and made exera. It was only ad yamav in mikan ve'ilach lai, only until his times. But then afterwards, not. Then he made exera. So says the Gemara, like Kasha. Depends on different types of hammers. There's the blacksmith hammer, carpenter's hammer. Blacksmith hammers are louder. That's a problem. Carpenter's hammers are not as loud, and that's okay. It's a very fine chiluk to make. That's not typically how Chazal make their gzeiros. Two completely different tools. One's talking about a saw. That's not very loud. That's our Mishnah. That's when it's okay. And habichatzine, the Bryce is talking about an axe, which is much louder, that's when it's a problem. Our mission is before the gzeira of Yechonon Kohen Gadol, that's why it was okay. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi. And our mission is going like Rabbi Yosi, who allows a Ma'isa Uman for Davar Ave, and the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who does not allow a Ma'isa Uman. Da'am Rabbi Yitzchak Baravdimi, Ma'antana Shini B'mayid, B'davar Ave, who is the one who says that you have to do a Shinui on Chol HaMoed, but by a Davar Ave, that even by a Davar Ave, you can't do it in a normal way? It's the like Rabbi Yosi, it's not like Rabbi Yosi. And Amr Ravina says, Ravina, Kaman Medalena the Inna Kavusa the Dasha Bechul de Mayada. It's Kaman Kreb Yaisi. Like, who nowadays does a person fix the lintel of his door if it starts to hang down and he wants to put it back up and nail it back in? So, who does he fix it? It's a Maisa Uman. That's a Kreb Yaisi who allows a Maisa Uman and Chalamayit. We mentioned in the Mishnah that things that will be ready to eat on Cholamayit, so you can pickle them on Cholamayit. Now, it says the Gemara story that Bedisa Libai Kavre. Now, there was in this place a certain river that the water came out, and there was a lot of fish that were very easy to trap. So, everybody had a field day. They all went, they trapped the fish, a lot of fish that they were all planning on eating. I say Kavre, they brought the fish, and Lamaisa, they had a lot of leftovers. So now, the Shaila was, what to do with the leftovers? If they just let them stay out, it's going to all spoil. So they wanted to salt them, but it's going to be Shlol Tzar Chamayit. And Lamaisa, Sharuluhu Rav Lamimlach Minayu, Rav allowed them to salt it, even though it's Shlol Tzar Chamayit, even though it's Neri Kama Abed. So Amalei Abaye, Vatanan Kavashin Shu Yachul Achleman B'mayin Kaivshan. The Mishnah says only if it's going to be ready to eat on Cholamayit, this won't be. So Amalei, Rav said back, here you have a different heter. Kevin Demei Kara Daita Dachila Isninu, they brought the fish Al Das to eat it. So they were allowed to bring the fish. Now they have all of them. If they leave them as is, they're just going to get spoiled. So it's like a davar aved, and it's mutter to do malacha to save the davar aved. Some have a different version of the story that Sharilu Rava meitza nazli aisu mimlach. The Rava allowed them lechatchila to go get extra fish just to salt. It was avuri revacha. It was a one-time opportunity, so he allowed them to even go get extra fish and salt it. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to Rava, Va'anan kvashin shuyachul echam and may kaivshin tanan. The Mishnah says you can only salt things if it's going to be ready. So how do you allow them lechatchila to go do this and go salt everything? It's not letzarech hamayit. So Amar Le, Rava said back, Haninami misachli agav ititza. It could be letzarech hamayit because you could wash it off and you could wash off the salt and then it will be edible. So even though that's not what their intention were, but Lamaisa, it could be, so this type of harama is mutter on Cholamayit. Ki hada Shmuel, and this idea that you can wash it off and eat it, it's like that with Shmuel, that avadu le'shisen itse va'achol, they washed off a certain fish for him 60 times after salting it, and then he was able to eat it. And Rava ikla le'be reish kalusa, Rava went to the house of the reish kalusa, avdu le'shisen itse va'achol, then also they washed off the fish 60 times, and then he was able to eat it. Rava ikla le'be Rav Shapir, aisi le'kamayu, they brought in front of him, Ahu kavra certain fish. It was tilsa bishula, tilsa milcha, and tilsa tavia. A third cooked, a third salted, and a third roasted. More about fish. Amar Rav. Then Amar li adet sayada. Abba, the fish trapper, told me that kavra samuch, the fisherman, he told me that kavra samuch lemisrchei male. That fish right before it spoils, that's when it's the best. Taisa says nowadays nishtanu ativim and it's a sakana, but that's what he said. Va'amar Rav, and Rav said more from adet sayada. Amar li adet sayada that kavra tavia bachua. Now, the best way to eat fish is to roast it in its brother, in salt, asuke ba'avua, then put it into water, mechle bebrei, eat it with its son, with the brine, and ishte ale avua, and then afterwards drink some water. V'amar Rav, Amar li Adet Sayada, Abet Sayada told me that kavra tachli v'chalava, when it comes to fish, cress, and milk, litoin gufa v'loy litoin puria. The best is to afterwards to work out and not to sleep. V'amar Rav, Amar li Adet Sayada, that kavra tachli v'chalava, when it comes to fish, cress, and milk, mayav loy shikra, the best thing to drink after eating these foods is to drink water and not to drink beer, and shikra v'loy chamara, and then to drink beer and not to drink wine. Hajj and Allah, mashkin beis ashlachim.